Something that I've been noticing this week, and I talked about this a little bit in the podcast weekly, constant friction, constant fighting. You know, people ready to get in a big brawl at the drop of a hat. Royu recently told me that I needed to go check out this series, Avatar: The Last Airbender. Now, I'm kind of a cartoon fan, cartoon miniseries fans. I just like how stories weave together. I like watching a plot develop and span several episodes. It's an art that I've actually been studying for the last 10 years. I started writing a story and then I'm like, I don't know how to do chapters. So I started looking, you know, one method is called Dramatica. Anyhow, in this series, I'm probably going to end up talking about this some point later in some other teaching video somewhere. So if I'm like the broken record guy, I talk about this all the time. That's me. But the character, the bad guy kid, the kid bad guy. You know the kid bad guy. He's growing up. He's learning. You know who the kid bad guy is in Star Wars, right? Yeah, Ben Solo. Yeah, in the last three of Star Wars, Ben Solo is the kid bad guy. He's the kid villain. He's got identity crisis going on, and he's got to prove himself, or he's just so evil, has all this power. Anyhow, so the kid villain is chasing after the hero to try to prove himself to his dad. And he finally catches the hero's flying bison. He's just got this animal that flies around. And so someone captured him. He's locked in chains. The animal's imprisoned. And the kid villain finds the prison, breaks in. He's like, I have you now. Your friend isn't going to come save you. Your master, he's not going to save you. I have you now. And so Zuko, the kid villain, he's there and he's got the hero, his enemies. He's got the flying bison. And all of a sudden, his uncle bursts in the door out of nowhere and says, and what are you going to do? What are you going to do with that great big huge animal? He says, I'm gonna take him back to my father and show my father that I'm worthy. He says, that's not gonna impress your father. Your father wants you to catch your enemy, not your enemy's bison. And even if your father did care, how are you gonna get the animal, that huge animal, out of this huge city with everyone searching for you? He's like, well, I'm gonna figure that out. And his uncle says, no. You're not. Stop trying to play these petty games. Stop trying to create another mess that you're going to have to crawl out of. And just be peaceable and do a good thing. And just be good. And stop trying to chase after these little tiny chances all the time. Stop it. So, you know, well, I don't want to spoil the story for you. But I'll say that one way or another, he does the right thing. But this is where you get so much insight from a lot of these people that write these stories that kids catch on to. Usually they're these wise old people that have gotten really good at telling stories to their grandkids over the years, or, you know, their children, or they love to write stories and they've got a lot of wisdom. And that, in a lot of ways, I wonder if the voice of that uncle, not the play actor, but the voice actor, but I mean like the words of that uncle, I wonder if that's the author talking to the author's children or grandchildren or just a lot of people in the world. Okay, so you found dirt on your enemy, and what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? What are you going to do now? Uh-huh. You know, just... So I'm over here in Taiwan, and Taiwan's government's been, they've done some terrible bad stuff to a lot of people, and they're very incompetent in a lot of ways. And I have a lot of dirt on them. Now, I don't think it's enough for them to think that I'm this scary person, but I could really create some trouble in politics for a few weeks anyway, if I wanted to. I could create some turbulence, but I'm going to spend my time trying to get filthy freaking rich. I've got ways to do it. In the podcast, I'm always talking about the software that I'm writing in the podcast weekly. I've got systems and things in front of me, and I want to chase after those. Frank Sinatra, the best revenge is massive amounts of success. See, if I'm filthy freaking rich, I know that everyone in Taiwan's going to love me, especially the government. They're just going to think I'm the latest, greatest thing. And that'll kind of sort of prove the point. So I'm over here and I see a lot of stuff. I've had other opportunities in my life where I've just seen dirt on people. And I just decided, no, I'm not going to go play some little power game and try to threaten someone so I can feel powerful for a moment. I don't roll that way. That ain't me. And as I made this decision, I've decided to launch into my life coaching curriculum. It's not life coaching. It's my life coaching curriculum. I'm not giving people specific pointers of advice in their lives. I've got little teaching ideas that are useful in life. And deciding to go ahead with that, and I'm kind of trying to market it here in Taiwan because they don't do much life coaching in Taiwan. But a lot of the angle that I have on it comes back to that thing, you know, probably the biggest thing that keeps people back is they see dirt on their enemies or the people give them a hard time and they decide to play power games and do control games with it rather than do something good with that information, which that they're, believe it or not, if you think hard enough about it, when you find dirt on your friend or your enemy or something, you don't necessarily need to go to them and tell them it's wrong and stop and play some little power game. If you really want it, if you think about it, finding dirt on someone or somewhere, a place where someone's vulnerable, you could use that in a way that's just awesome, just purely awesome. You know, when David caught Saul a few times right there, vulnerable, David didn't say, "Saul, you're an idiot." Or he didn't kill him when he could have. But one time he like stole something from him and he says, you know, later on, he shouts at Saul from the other mountain nearby. He says, "I got this. You were vulnerable. I could have killed you and I got this. See, I spared you. I'm a nice guy." And see, that kind of stuff, maybe that was a good thing. But it wasn't, you know, he didn't confront him. "Saul, you idiot. You should be more careful." He didn't do that. Yeah. In the Bible, King David, before he was king, he and Saul had Saul chasing David. I don't want to go there. I think, you know, that's interesting about life coaching. There's a lot of that. It's like a $2 billion industry in America, but in Taiwan, nobody really wants it. They don't understand what it is. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. And we'll see you tomorrow.